One of the many tools that we have at our disposal is hospital bed availability across Northeast Florida, and we wanted to check in with another one of our great partners, Dr. David Caro, with UF Health Jacksonville in the Springfield area north of downtown in emergency care in the emergency department. A few weeks ago, we were talking about the likely wave that was coming, the preparations that were in play. Where do we stand a couple of weeks later? Have we kind of hit the apex here in Northeast Florida?
Hey, Rich. We don't think we've hit the peak yet. I think what we're seeing is we're doing a good job with the social distancing of pushing our curve out farther so that hopefully we're not going to get overwhelmed in the area. But we still anticipate that we're going to get a number more cases. It's just the wave hasn't hit us yet.
And so as you look at and maybe set expectations for the community, does that extend the number of cases even farther out well into May then?
So the projections have changed, and since we've talked last, I've seen a number of different prediction models that have reduced the size of the wave, but have pushed it out farther, even as far out into June in some models. So we still have a little ways to go, hopefully if the projections are correct, the number of really intense cases might be lower than we initially thought, and that would be great news for the community.
And so in that case, and ultimately these are decisions that are above your pay grade, even though they're in a political world and not in the medical world, but I do wonder, does that mean that maybe we can begin to start to turn the corner and resume some sense of normalcy, but with precautions like, as the mayor was saying, hey, you may need to wear masks, you may need to continue to social distance at work and at the grocery stores?
Well, we're going to continue to push very hard that we need to do those public health measures like really good hand washing, social distancing. Even if you're so inclined to wear a mask, that would probably help with droplet spread. Will that help us? We hope so. Is it going to be something we can relax our guard? There's always danger in relaxing the guard when you're dealing with a pandemic like this, just because if we were to relax all of a sudden, we could all of a sudden see a big spike, and that could cause a real quick jump all of a sudden. Is it possible that we restart things a little bit earlier? Sure. And is it something that that we could do in a graded kind of fashion? You know, obviously, that's we'll have to see how that goes. We're kind of in new territory here. We really haven't seen how that would work in other pandemic situations like this one. So if we do relax standards to a degree, we're still going to have to be real careful about some of those social hygiene practices just to keep ourselves safe.
Dr. David Caro with UF Health Jacksonville. I don't know how much you're studying the data and analytics that are coming in, but I'm struck by the zip code hotspots that you're able to see in the Florida Department of Health, and that 32207 San Marcos St. Nicholas area is the leading one. Is that mainly due to the number of hospitalizations there at Baptist South on the South Bank, or is it another issue that you're aware of?
That's a good question. So we have seen Baptist South with a number of cases that are really hot, but we also know that downtown hospitals have had their share, and even Mayo out at the beach has had their share. So it's kind of a situation where our testing is not up to speed where we'd like to have it. I would like to say that we're able to test every Floridian, so we would know, but we're not there yet. So we really still are not clear about the penetrance of the community and how far it goes. The governor has tried to increase the number of tests that are available for the downtown area to some of the zip codes downtown. There are a couple other areas, things like that. So the hot spots, while it seems like there might be specific zip codes, we think it's probably more widespread than that. And we're still across the healthcare spectrum. I've talked to people in every hospital system. We're all seeing cases, and some of them are more intense with the number of cases they've seen, and that could be just a matter of density around those hospitals. We're not real sure about the population characteristics and why that's occurring.
What's your availability of personal protective equipment from N95 masks all the way down to the feet?
Well, we have them. We are still cautious about how much we have, and we're keeping a close eye on it. Part of the positive of pushing the curve out to the side is that does allow us to accumulate some more personal protective gear. We had some earmarked for increasing numbers, and thankfully with those numbers not hitting yet, we're able to put some of those on reserve, so when that curve comes, we've got it. So we are still being very careful with it, and we're trying to be really cautious about using those masks in the situations where they're absolutely necessary, and in other situations, making sure that we have regular surgical masks on, not just our providers, but also the patients, so that we can protect our providers and make sure we've got healthcare personnel that are available to take care of people down the road.
How's the team at UF Health Jacksonville doing?
You know, it's great. Our folks are resilient. They are very positive, and they've got a kind of down to work attitude and want to see the situation get better. It's tough with all healthcare practitioners because we're all in an anticipatory mode, kind of waiting for this big wave to hit. And so there's a lot of that anticipation, and that's normal for this kind of situation. But everybody's doing their best at work. We're still taking care of patients. We're still trying to do the best we can for the community. And I've been very impressed with the fight that everybody's shown in desire to be creative and still get things done in the face of this really severe pandemic that is scaring everybody.
A lot of warm thoughts headed your way. A debt of gratitude from our community. Dr. David Caro, who is part of the emergency team at UF Health in Jacksonville, will stay in close contact over the coming days.